Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a fantastic Monday here on the Franchise Focus Podcast. Welcome here. This is co-host Graham Chapman. Got a fantastic roundtable for everyone tonight. As all of our listeners know, we're on the second part of a three-part series devoted to the Next Gen and Franchising Initiative, bringing on folks like Jen Cashel, who we had last time. We'll have her back tonight and for our other episode, thankfully. She is the CEO and the founder of Young and Successful Media, YSN.com, and the leading force behind the Next Gen Initiative. So thrilled to have her to share her insights on what made these past winners we had tonight so successful, and obviously sharing more information about this year's program as we work towards the October 31st deadline, or October 30th. I'm not sure. I'll let her describe that to us. Deadline for, it's the 30th, right, Jen?
Yep, 30th.
Very good. As we work towards that deadline, Jen just is working on a Q&A for her LinkedIn profile that will associate back to the IFA's Franchise Opportunities blog, describing more about that program and what you can do out there, listeners, to join the fold, get your application submitted, and be part of this year's program. But building into tonight's show quickly, because we do have a quick deadline or a quick shutoff point here in about 30 minutes, want to make sure that our two fabulous guests tonight have an opportunity to share more about their companies and their involvement with NextGen. Tonight's two guests with us are John Evans, the president and CEO of Everline Coatings, and Lisa Petro, who is the founder and executive director of Know My World. These two folks who are with us tonight were part of last year's program, so some very interesting insights for you guys out there who may be interested in participating this time around. As always, find us after the show or during the show on Twitter at EducatedZ. That's Educated Z-E-E. And as I said, please be sure to pay attention to Jen Cashel's LinkedIn profile and to the IFA's website, franchise.org, where you'll find the Franchise Opportunities blog, where you'll find more about these shows we've been putting on recently and showcasing what Jen will be sharing with you about the program and how you can get involved. But without further ado, John, Lisa, Jen, thank you for joining us in the Franchise Focus. It's a pleasure to have you tonight for a fun roundtable discussion on NextGen.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy
great
to be
on, Graham.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great to be
so
back,
I guess,
Graham.
To kick everything off, I'll start with you, John. Tell us about Everline Coatings, what you guys do. From what Jen tells me, it's a pretty simple yet very powerful business model.
Yes, it's something that not a lot of people think about. But basically, what Everline Coatings and Services, what we do, we're a parking lot line striping company. We're based here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We paint the parking lot lines and traffic markings that need to be repainted everywhere every year for super shopping centers, box stores, strip malls, industrial centers, and municipalities. All that kind of stuff. And we're venturing into franchising to provide opportunities for the development of young entrepreneurs ourselves, because we just find that's where a lot of energy and innovation comes from.
No doubt. How about you, Lisa? Tell us about Know My World.
Sure. Know My World. Well, I'm the co-founder and executive director, and our organization focuses on digital cross-cultural exchange experiences. So what that means is that we work with local schools and community organizations all over the world, and we connect classrooms in dynamic projects to enhance their social, emotional, and cultural awareness in the world. So our primary audience is teachers and students, and we're looking always to just connect and get people collaborating and innovating and creating new things.
Got it. Jen, I'll let you enter the fold here, too. So, you know, last year, I guess, rewind us a year, and then these two fabulous entrepreneurs submitted an application and joined the fold, being part of the Next Gen competition and the Next Gen program. I guess, tell us a little bit more about what stood out about both of these entrepreneurs here with us tonight.
Well, I would say, you know, it's pretty easy to find strong entrepreneurs when they present themselves to you. And both John and Lisa were two winners that were clear from the first minute we saw their applications. I remember both of them put up really strong video applications to present themselves, their concept. John, I remember, was sitting at his desk, and he had his logo behind him talking about what Everline was and showed us a little bit about the business. And Lisa, you know, very, very strong entrepreneur in the education space, who's more a social franchise, but working all over the world to teach, you know, cultural exchange and cultural awareness to kids. And so they were both really, really strong concepts and had very well thought out applications. And when we had the chance to, you know, to talk to all of them, it just really reinforced that they were really strong candidates. And we saw that even when they got together with all the winners from all around the world. Lisa and John really stood out among all the others. So I'm so excited to have them here on the show with you, and you guys get the chance to really hear their stories.
No, I'm thrilled too. I mean, obviously two very different concepts in play here, but as we can tell from the very first response from both, they clearly have some excellent concepts and entrepreneurs with powerful minds. So I guess both of you, and I guess I'll start with John again, take us back to this time last year. You know, how did you even find out about NextGen, and what inspired you personally to get involved?
Well, it was actually, just exactly almost exactly 1 year ago, we were contemplating, how we were going to grow the business. You know, there's a million different ways you can develop a business. And one option was become king of the roads in Western Canada and then for all of Canada and all that kind of stuff. But the other thing that kind of stuck with me is the development of entrepreneurs and all that kind of stuff. So I had the idea about going into franchising. And so I wasn't sure exactly where to start. And originally in university, I was actually a franchisee for College Pro Painters. So I sent an email to the CEO, to Tony Valley. And I asked him, I said, I'm thinking about going into franchising. What do I need to consider? I have no idea what to do next. And the first thing he said was, you have to apply for this NextGen program. It's exactly what you're looking at. Here, talk to Jen Cashel, and this is the application process. And I just submitted an application blindly and just hoped for the best. And we went from there. So it was fantastic.
Nice. We love Tony. Tony Valley is an awesome, awesome entrepreneur in the franchise space with College Pro. And he's been such an amazing advocate for us. I'm not surprised one bit that we got John Evans from Tony. And Graham, can I just mention also that for all of your listeners, anyone who's actively working in the franchise industry, in which I'm guessing most of the people who listen to this are, you guys are the best referrals for us. The people who are in the franchise business, who see entrepreneurs like John and like Lisa, who are building businesses that have the potential to franchise, it would be amazing for you to refer them into us too, because sometimes young people who are entrepreneurs don't even realize that their business is franchisable. So it takes someone with a special eye to say, yeah, that could work. That could grow globally or regionally if it had the franchise business model at the core of it. So please, anyone listening, if you know young entrepreneurs who fit this demographic, you know, 21 to 35, who have the potential to scale through franchising, let us know. Send them over, because we will take very good care of them, and maybe they could be our next Lisa and John.
And Lisa and John are one of many who would tell me that Jen Cashel would take good care of them. But then I don't want to assume anything, Lisa, but I have to imagine that, you know, maybe this time last year or a couple years ago, maybe you didn't think that a global education program could be franchised. Maybe I'm overstepping, but I guess take me through sort of your background with this too. How did you stumble upon the NextGen initiative, and what inspired you to get involved?
Yeah, no, actually, you're right there. I mean, and piggybacking off of what Jen just said, it is something that, you know, you don't really think it's a franchisable initiative. And so for us, with Know My World, our strength is in our network and our ability to connect people all over the globe. And the commonality was the youth unemployment issue. And so we were looking for ways that we could increase our reach, and we were looking for ways that we could work with more students and certainly have an impact on some of those social problems in the world. And so that's how we stumbled upon it. YSN was doing great work. We were aware of that, and so we reached out and were made notified of this possibility, and really thought, how can this help us? And so doing a little more research into franchising, you know, realize that at the core of the concept of franchising is community. I mean, that's what it's about. And so, all right, you know, what do we need to do here? And I think that's how we envision the possibility that we can not only increase our reach and our impact, but we could also empower local communities to really create a boost in their economic status by, you know, functioning this kind of educational model. So that's where we stood.
Got it. And in the, I guess, in the years since, Lisa, I'll stay with you. How was that experience last year with NextGen, your involvement with Gen, and the larger mm-hmm. franchising community? How has that impacted your business? What is, I guess, take us through a somewhat brief version, but tell me the power of the program and how it's impacted your business over the last year.
Sure. I mean, it certainly expanded our possibility, right? So our realm of possibility is much greater. And I think in a practical sense, just being involved in that competition and meeting all of these amazing, brilliant entrepreneurs all over the world, we walked away with making connections within that community. So one of the previous winners, Doc Shaw, he works with us right now at Know My World. He's brilliant. He's been helping us expand our business. And his concept and my concept were both similar in education, so we've been able to really support each other in that. And just an incredible community of supporters. And so I think that that's helped us not only practically in more people that share that vision and more people that understand how to increase and grow that reach, but also it's opened us up to different kinds of opportunities and possibilities for social entrepreneurship and education.
Got it. John, how about you, man? So, you know, I guess reversing back a year and then fast-forwarding to now, have you been able to utilize your experiences through NextGen to really ramp up your franchising efforts? I guess where do you stand?
It all started, going into the actual, IFA conference, going through the program. I remember us all kind of starting off in a little room and having no idea what to make of it or what was going to happen to us and, just kind of going with the flow and all that kind of stuff. So, but then, it's really just taking the ball and running with it there. It was kind of cloudy going up to the first panel that we watched. I remember just standing up and asking them, here's where I'm at. What do I do next? I need to get rid of this cloud that's in front of me. And I got some really clear, concise answers from them, and it set off everything. Like, I think I went right back to my hotel room and just wrote pages and pages of notes just from a simple question like that, from talking with top leaders in the franchise industry. So it moved forward with that. And then not only that, being involved with a community like our Facebook group we have and talking with Jen and bouncing ideas back and forth with how we can develop, our business and with the connections I made, actually, the cards I got, the emails transferring back and forth, just the networking alone has just translated to direct development from our business being, a standalone single unit to moving into a franchise territory very, very soon. Like, we're going to be opening up with two locations, corporately owned locations, to test out the model firsthand and in the next few months. And so that's the first step that you need to take. That's what I learned in the program, and we ran with it. So
congrats, man. That's great. Jen, I guess I'll flip it to you real quick. On your end, obviously you've worked with each and every winner and all the applicants who go through this process. Are these success stories things that you see often, folks, coming away with, pages and pages and pages of actionable things that they can implement when they get back home just by being involved with this program?
I think that was a pretty common response from a lot of our winners, to be honest. I mean, because how often is it that as a young entrepreneur struggling to build a business that you actually get surrounded by some of the biggest business leaders in the world who are there to help you get to the next stage? So I think it was very common to have a lot of our winners just scribbling notes like crazy and asking a million questions. And really, they were lingering until late hours in the night in every event that, was put on, either by us or by the general convention, because they wanted to take advantage of every minute that was there. And the reality is, this is the biggest gathering. The NextGen Summit happens at the IFA Annual Convention, which is the biggest gathering of franchise executives and entrepreneurs in the entire world. So there are over 4,000 people whose lives are dedicated to franchising in that space. and our winners had the opportunity to be really at the epicenter of it, on stage, being promoted to everyone, and everyone wanted to know who they were. Next Gen became such a huge buzz at the convention.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I remember.
You know what else I would love to ask both of you guys? Lisa, you had mentioned Dash, who was one of our fabulous winners from India. Can you guys talk about other people from the franchise community who might have supported you over the past year, or other companies that have kind of been supportive of your business or kind of given you advice about what to do, what not to do?
Yeah, I mean, and John, I'm sorry not to to jump in there. I got a lot of support from the community of winners, I have to say, and also mentors that were there. I think you hit the nail on the head. It was such a rich well of experience. Everyone from, like, you know, the first, you know, franchise, or the person who just bought their first unit and they were popping, all the way to, like, you know, the people that have been in the business for 30, 40 years. It was just incredible. And I got a lot of information, a lot of support, a lot of revolving support, not only advice in alternative business models, different directions and pathways I could go with education. The expo was incredible in terms of, like, suppliers and people that could support us in our growth, and just really incredible.
Yeah, it's something, you know, very, very similar. Just going off a lot of the cards, you know, you collect in that that world. Going from, you know, our meetings with, oh boy, my name's escaping me, the law firm that was there with us. They
DLA Piper.
That was the one. Yes.
Yep. Brett Mull from DLA Piper.
Something that was massively missing from my business was trademarks and stuff like that. You know, things like that where they find pieces of your business. Where it grows from there. Having meetings, you know, phone calls with, you know, Paul Segretto with the Franchise Foundry, you know, we chatted quite a bit there, and it actually expanded me down to the Brian Scudamore there, Got Junk. Just it actually opened up the conversations, you know, hey, you were here, you were there. And then also the Canadian Franchise Association reached out while I was there. And I was actually there to kind of represent the Next Gen program and see kind of the Canadian side of the franchise industry as opposed to the American, North American one. So it was a lot of fun, and it came out great from all those connections there.
Mm-hmm. That is mm-hmm. so cool. I remember actually the Canadian Franchise Association head came running up to John Evans at the last night party. She saw you dancing
floor.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
We had the DJ do a shout-out for the Next Gen winners, and when he mentioned all the countries they were from, she saw John scream when he said Canada.
Yep.
The president of the Franchise Association came running up to find him.
I sobered up real good right at that point, and I was like, we need to talk.
And, you know, can I also say that Paul Segretto has been a huge fan of Next Gen and so helpful. He's, you know, there are a couple people in the franchise community that have really gone above and beyond to help us get the word out, and I have to send a big shout out to our friend Paul there, because I know you mentioned him.
He's one of the.
Go ahead. Oh no, I just have to say, and I just want to add that actually within that community, I've actually seen and spoke with a lot of people. I was on a trip to Mexico. I was able to go to Le Mime, to the ice cream franchise, and see that.
Yeah.
And so it's like Dave McKinnon is on Facebook, and he's added everybody, and it's like you can kind of reach out if you need to and get advice. And it's pretty amazing how that community has stayed intact and how everyone is so supportive and willing to just, you know, reach out and give you some advice or support you.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's build on that topic. So, you know, moving forward, I mean, what is your role within Next Gen? I mean, how do you guys stay in touch? Are you guys going to be intimately involved this year, do last year's or the previous year's winners? How do they influence this year? So I guess I'll start with you, Lisa, since you just answered that last question or gave the last bit of feedback. What's your role with Next Gen now? How are you going to participate this year?
Yeah, I think, I mean, my role, interestingly enough, it's a support role and just kind of getting that out there. I mean, also you have to understand in our line of work, we have a lot of young, talented entrepreneurs. We work
yeah.
with students of all ages, right? So we have high school, we have college and university. And so really just getting that message out there that, you know, you can – there isn't one profile for an entrepreneur. You are not, you know, you don't fit into this box. Actually, that's the beauty of entrepreneurship, and that's the beauty of being able to franchise an idea. And so really just enrolling kids and students and allowing them to explore that possibility and be part of that. That's the capacity that we're working in.
Gotcha. John,
yeah,
I imagine you're in a similar boat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually following very closely kind of what they're doing with the marketing campaign, with trying to get applications and, you know, just kind of reaching out to a personal network to make sure that, you know, they get top quality candidates and all that fun stuff. Just chatting back and forth with Jen and just about, you know, how to develop the program to make it, you know, where to improve, where we can get, the maximum amount of development and learning. And and being more of an advisor role to some of the people that I've kept in touch with, as an advisor and a mentee kind of thing. So, so it's all of those things wrapped up together it's just one big experience. So,
and also might I add that we always have much bigger plans than even our winners know about for them. The saga keeps unfolding, but, Next Gen was in the first year last year. So these guys were part of the first inaugural class. So we have the next one coming up soon. And both Lisa and John and many of our other winners have been so incredibly instrumental in helping even test the site. We launched a new application that was totally mobile for the contest app. So they went through and gave us tons of feedback. We have all our social media. We've been profiling different winners from last year on Facebook, and they've been very active in that community. And I expect we might ask their advice a couple times along the way as we choose our winners and bring them into the Next Gen Summit and launch this new accelerator program this year.
Mm.
You want to tell us a little bit more about that, Jen? What's new with the Accelerator program? How is that different than from last year? What's the add-on?
Well, one big shift is we've tightened the parameters for the competition. So now it was 18 to 35 last year. It's now 21 to 35 this year. And we are requiring that every applicant has an existing business for at least 1 to 5 years. They don't have to have already started franchising, but it needs to be a franchisable concept. And so those are two big changes. But one of the big additions this year is an accelerator program that actually Tony Valley is playing a major role in helping to sculpt and launch. And, of course, David McKinnon, who is the godfather of the program, lead sponsor, is working very closely on as well. We're looking to pair each of the winners this year with the owner of a franchise company that has over 100 units. And
wow.
So there will be a one-year mentoring program tacked on to the prize this year for each of the winners. And they'll have very intensive oversight and support for a year after. So we're obviously going to get a lot of our winners from the first year involved in that as well, so they can take advantage of some of the extra opportunities coming down the pike. But we're really trying to build tighter and tighter connectivity between the winners and the franchise community.
That in and of itself is worth applying for. So unfortunately, we're getting near the end of the time we have tonight. I appreciate you guys joining us. Sort of on the way out here for all three of you, and Lisa, I'll start with you. If you could give any advice to someone who is, you know, currently in the same boat you were last year, looking for ways to get into franchising, learn more about it, and using the Next Gen initiative to get more involved in that community. For any applicant out there who's looking to get involved, I guess what advice would you share with them if they were going to ask, you know, what can I do to set myself apart in my application and help put myself in a position to, you know, be able to experience the positive, I guess, attributes of winning this program? What can I do to give myself a good chance to win?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And in retrospect, when I look back, I think be clear. I mean, anything you want is out there and it's available, but you have to know what you're asking for. So when you're creating that application, be really clear about your vision and what you'd like for yourself, because this is an amazing opportunity and you want to make sure that you take full advantage of it. So I think be clear, be dynamic, be creative. And that'll just steer you straight down the path.
Great advice.
Yeah, that's perfect. John, do you have anything you could add to that for us?
Well, she said it best right there. The only thing I would add to it would be, I would find where that magic is in your business. Every single business has some sort of angle. It has what makes you great, and every entrepreneur has their strengths. I would find those strengths. I would play them up to the best of your ability and just roll with it and really show how this really could be scalable, relatable on a larger, across North America, across the world. Go with that. And I always, always say, entrepreneurs generally are overachievers. Go above and beyond with your application. Make it stand out. You know how to do that. It works.
Sure. And Jen, I'm putting you in a tough spot letting those two go first. Do you have anything you can add?
I know. What else is there to say? I'd have to echo what Lisa said about being clear. We've looked at a lot of the applicants. We've looked at all the ones that have come in the past 2 years. Have a very clear description of what your business is and also how it applies to the franchise model. That's one thing. We notice in different parts of the world, people have a different idea of what franchising is. Really important that you understand that franchising is a business model that's all about scale and putting other entrepreneurs to work. Using your proprietary system. So that's really important that you can show an understanding of that. And the other thing is, too, on John's side, make sure that your video is really expressive. John did a very simple video, but his personality was magnetic. So we saw who he was, we saw his passion for his business, and in 2 seconds we knew he was a winner. So bring us your personality, because we're looking for people that we want to put in the middle of the convention, people that are going to make us all proud and make the IFA proud at convention with the biggest business owners in the world. So show us that you're one of those people that deserves this opportunity and that can stand on their own feet and really, wow an audience.
Perfect. Beautiful. I think that would be hard to top as far as the advice for anyone trying to enter this program. So thanks to all of you for that. It's clear, and I'm sure our listeners can pick up on this too, just how passionate all three of you are about this program and about the businesses you all three of you own and operate. So we thank you for sharing that with us. As I cut you loose here and wrap up the show, John, I'll start with you. If any of our listeners are interested in learning more about you, maybe sort of exploring that franchise opportunity, or perhaps they would be looking for some advice and guidance on starting their own franchise company or franchising the company they have, how could they reach out to you? What would be the best method to connect with you?
Absolutely. Many different ways. You can shoot me an email at John, J-O-H-N, at everlinecodings.com. You can check out, if you want to learn more about the business itself, everlinecodings.com is the gist of our business and all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, I welcome any and all calls for all different purposes, because it's all about growth and niche. And that's, I guess, one other thing I forgot to mention is keep having conversations with people. So that's kind of my advice to the last guys. But yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Got it. How about you, Lisa?
Yeah, same here. If you're interested in talking about social enterprise or interested in bringing these kinds of opportunities to your schools, your communities, please find me on you can find us at knowmyworld.org. That's knowmyworld.org. And you can email me at lisa@knowmyworld.org as well.
Beautiful. And Jen, I'll give you twofold here. What is the website at which people can learn more about the Next Gen Initiative and apply to be a part of it? And how can people reach you?
No problem. Anything you want to know about Next Gen, what the campaign is, meet the winners, see what the Next Gen Summit is, go to nextgenfranchising.org. And then the application link is right on there. The application you can fill out literally on your cell phone sitting under a tree. And we made it very easy this year. To find me, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm YSN Jen on Twitter. And please go visit our social media accounts for Next Gen. We have IFA Next Gen on all the major platforms.
Yep. Well, we have a minute left here. I know you guys have busy schedules and busy days still ahead of you, so I will cut you loose. But we very much appreciate all three of you stopping by the Franchise Focus. We love what we do over here on the podcasting side as well, bringing our listeners who are aspiring entrepreneurs, franchise professionals, everyone who is in franchising or wants to be a part of this community, giving them insights and advice and information related to franchising, what is required to be a successful franchise owner, and speaking to trends and programs, educational specific, similar to the Next Gen in Franchising, to give them what they need to thrive in this space. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. We'll be coming back at you next week with our third part of this three-part series devoted to Next Gen and Millennials in Franchising. As mentioned on the top, Jen is being featured by the IFA's Franchise Opportunities blog in a Q&A she'll be publishing to her LinkedIn account, if not already, tonight. And thrilled to have everyone here. Thanks to the entrepreneurs here who joined us for this roundtable to talk Next Gen. And we're thrilled to see all the applicants who make sure to send in their application in the last few days and weeks as they wrap up the application deadline on October 30th. And we're looking forward to see who wins this year. And I'm very excited to interact with all of you guys at the IFA's annual convention next February. And we'll be bringing you plenty more of this year's winners and plenty more on the Next Gen and Franchising Initiative in the months leading up. But to John and to Lisa and Jen, thank you for stopping by the Franchise Focus. Hope to have you all again soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Everyone out there, you guys have a great night. Come back and meet with us next Monday when we bring it back one more time to talk Next Gen. Thanks, and good night, everyone.